Break out your thong bikinis and pour a martini. It's time for Brie Mode. We are breaking down season 6, episode 3 of Total Divas.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Yes, where are we? We are back on top of the world every Wednesday here at AfterBuzz TV on the Total Divas After Show. Thank you so much for joining us. We are live on YouTube. We do have that live chat rolling. Everybody's doing good tonight. Glad to see you all there. Please give us a thumbs up. We are on iTunes and SoundCloud as well. We'd love a 5-star rating. Make sure you like, comment, and subscribe because we love it as much as you do. We're going to be breaking down season 6, episode 3, A Big Flippin' Deal. My name is Christy Olsen. Thanks for coming to hang out with us. You guys can always hit me up about Total Divas and anything else at Christy Reports. And I would like to welcome my panel this evening, the lovely Jennifer Leone is back. Hey, Jen.
Hi, filling in for Megan Stecker.
We're glad to have you.
I'm so happy to be here. I'm Jennifer Leone. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Jennifer Leone TV.
Ah, we will. And of course, Jimbo Slice is here tonight.
Hi. Hey. You're toking straight male for the panel.
Our straight male perspective.
Follow me on Twitter at Jimbo in the Booth.
Mm-hmm. And we need to do that tonight. We need you to represent The Miz and John and Brian, who wasn't even there to defend himself about his tattoo business.
Oh, man.
A lot to talk about.
So I really
liked, though, how this one kicked off tonight. You know, it's not a Brie Mode episode if someone's not losing bodily fluids on the floor. This time, it was Mocha, Maurice and The Miz's super cute dog, one of two at this point in their lives. And I just thought this was so cute. You know, we love Total Divas partly because we get to see the guys who are so cool and tough in the ring be themselves. And for The Miz to be like, yep, this is what the IC champ does when he comes home, cleans up the dog pee. I mean, this is why we watch Total Divas.
It was cute. Right? And I don't even watch wrestling. And I'm like, I know you're a big deal. And this is funny. Just watching it. I loved it.
That house. Holy cow.
It was like perfect.
I was like, can we get an MTV Cribs right now? Because I really want to see what's in your fridge.
You know, like... Right? And I was wondering if it was one that they had flipped. Because it looked like very new, modern, but yet the floor seemed like it could be the original. Like, it was really cool and kind of eclectic.
Good point.
And I know nothing about houses, but eclectic is what I came up with. I'm trying to retweet this tweet so that everybody knows to come and join us right now on AfterBuzz TV. Meanwhile, Paige wants to get out there with the boys. I'm not going to read the mean thing that I wrote in my notes. Paige wants everyone on her getting out and meeting boys team. Getting out and meeting boys was not the word that's in my notes. So, we learned now that Paige is back on the prowl after her big breakup last season. We all know what's coming here.
Yeah, but right? Will we get to find out what happens is the real question.
But yeah, is that true that they can't show what's going on?
Oh yeah, we missed you last week.
Yeah.
Basically,
Alberto Del Rio said in an interview that that E is not allowed to use his image, his likeness, his voice, nothing.
Right.
So we're not going to see him for more than a few seconds on the show. He said, you will see Paige and what she's all up to and everything. Mm. But as far as actually him, and it really sounded in this interview like he never had any intention of exposing his life on the show. So this was definitely a purposeful move by him. And we unfortunately will not be seeing Alberto Del Rio on the show. In addition to another diva hubby who hasn't popped up yet. So stay tuned for our news and gossip segment. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Y'all know what I'm talking about. But we have to talk about it at the right time. Right now, we had a little news in May that Trinity, Miss Naomi, would be joining the cast of Marine 5. And I love seeing these moments. Oh my God, you guys know I love for like, live for a Mark Carano dream come true moment.
It was so funny.
I love that
it
whole minute.
It seems legit, right?
Yeah.
So he approaches her and he's like, sorry, you're not going to get your big repackaging for another 3 weeks, but we're going to put you in a movie. And what came across to me in this was it sounded like she had no clue she was even being considered. Like, really? She doesn't have to audition or read? I mean, I know the WWE knows their stars pretty well, and they know who can perform in what kind of a capacity. But do you guys think she really had no clue that she was up for this?
Well, what happened when Summer did it? remember when they gave Summer the role? They just kind of gave it to her. It was between her and Eva, kind of, but...
Yeah, Summer and Eva both fancy themselves actresses. And that's not something that we've heard Trinity say a whole lot.
Okay.
So I guess I just assumed with Summer that, like, they know she's an actress and there should she have one line, right? In Marine 4? Summer
rated? I didn't see it, but she's on the cover. So.
Yeah.
But I wonder if maybe this Trinity role is also, she'll be seen a lot, but maybe she isn't super involved.
She had quite a lot of stuff highlighted in the script when we see her get the script and he's like, oh, you got a big part. She's like, I got a big part. And she had like quite a few pages.
Yeah.
The highlighter marks. So
I just, in my mind, see them strategically putting people in like, okay, we had a blonde girl. Now we need at least like a black girl or Mexican or something like that to always mix it up just visually. Hmm. So that's kind of what I thought. And she's their biggest star who's black, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, Sasha Banks.
So probably between
Divas,
the two.
For Divas, for sure.
So, and then plus it was probably perfect with the timing. So I'm sure that they were just like, okay, she could totally handle it. And, you know, she is a great actress. She was out there.
Well, and unlike someone like Sasha, I mean, they can pull Naomi off the road.
Yes.
And it won't make too much of waves in the storyline if they do it at the right time.
See, there you go. So it's like, I think that they're strategic with how they pick who they want.
The funniest thing from this whole interaction was like, every time I see you, Mark, 9 times out of 10, it's usually bad news.
Like, I love that was so great. Funny.
Like, she wasn't like, and she was cool about it. Like, what do you got to say to me now? Every time I see you, it's nothing, never anything good. What you got to say? So when he's like, you want to do a movie? And she's like, I could kiss you right now. He's like, no, none of that. Like, it was great.
That was so cute. I love their relationship with him. Love it. Well, what's going on with Maurice and the Miz, who we're still getting to know sort of on the show? So we just get this cute little scene where Miz explains to everybody, or where Maurice explains to them, hey, yeah, Miz kind of plays a bad boy, but he's romantic and he's this and that. And I guess I could see that about him. We haven't gotten a whole lot of them yet, but I could see him being like a really sweet romantic guy, right?
I don't know about him being romantic, but he is such a nice guy. So I was at a screening for The Leprechaun when Hornswoggle was the star of the new Leprechaun movie that released.
What year was that?
Like 2 or 3 years back.
Okay.
So he was there, Hornswoggle. Miz was there to be the MC, the host, and Summer Rae was there also like facilitating questions or whatever. So after it was done, I break out my Miz action figure and I'm like, hey Miz, can I get you to sign this for me? And there's, like, security who's there to tell you, no, no pictures, no autographs.
Right.
And she's like, sorry, no pictures, no autographs. And I'm like, oh, come on, will you sign this? And she's like, no, no pictures, no autographs. And he's like, no, I'll sign that. Come here.
Aww.
So, like, for the fact, because, like, those people are put in place so you don't look like the bad guy.
Absolutely.
So he could be like, I'm sorry, they just won't let me sign it. Sorry, man, I totally would. But instead he was like, no, no, come here. I'll sign that for you. And, like, forever, I'll always be like, Miz is a cool dude, you know?
Yeah, he is.
I love that. And I don't mean to be like, I'm a story, too. But I actually talked to him on the red carpet around the time that he was filming Marine 4. And I asked her if she was afraid that Summer Rae would make a move on him. Because this was around the time of the Total Divas storyline, where Summer Rae was kind of making the moves on everybody's man, the whole thing. Yeah, and we all know Maurice... English is not her first language, and I don't think she understood, like, the slang I used for it or whatever, and she looked kind of confused. So I was like, oh, I totally confused her. But she got it eventually, and she was like,
Oh, that's so
She's
funny.
She's like, they are making a movie together. Yes, they are.
Like, yeah,
no,
what?
Make a move.
Make a move on your man.
No.
Your man the Miz. Well, what's going on with Brie and her man, Brian? Has more gross female reproduction stuff. So last week was all about ovulation. This week it's all about being late. And she is thinking maybe she's pregnant because she's never been late before.
However.
Christy, call her out. Call her out.
Don't we remember? It may have been last season. It may have been the season before where she was late. She was also, I think, 2 weeks late. And she was worried. She was telling Nikki. And she was like, oh, my gosh, I think this is finally it. And they were in the car. And then she finally got her period. They were back at the house. And then she was sad. And they talked about it.
Yeah.
So don't try to tell us you've never been late before, Brie. Come on.
It was
we
filmed.
We play Total Throwback. Yeah.
Yeah.
Come on. And I think we were all wondering if this was the big moment, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where we find out that she's pregnant. Spoiler alert, Brie is pregnant. Sorry, guys. She has this ovulation app. Like, they use some super gross verbiage at the end there with JJ.
You can't tell how much mucus you have with that app. And then JJ was like, I'm done. That was it. That's the end of it.
I don't even want to know.
JJ was also pregnant at this time.
Yeah.
I don't want to know any details like that. I have the app, though. I do. And I guess it works.
I'm just going to save our entire chat roll, them tweeting you, because they're all going to be like, are you trying to get pregnant?
Go, God, no. Right. No. It's the opposite, so you know when you are. So.
Right.
Hey, girl, hey.
All right. Well, now that we've asked Jen some incredibly invasive questions, let's move on and talk about Eva and Maurice. Because I got to tell you guys, I saw this friendship coming about a million miles away, right? They're both the super hot girls who get a lot of heat backstage and on stage. But they're also both, and I've had the pleasure of interviewing them both many, many times, and they're also both just really cool chicks. And they're fun, and they are both actually nice. And they're kind of like girls who can get along with women despite the way that they're both portrayed on this show. So I gotta say, I saw this one coming. You guys agree?
Oh, yeah.
Totally. And I guess, you know, when you spend so much time with each other and everyone's trying to fight with each other, it's like, okay. Eventually, everyone becomes best friends until something happens, and then we see it on Total Divas.
Well, and in this case, you know, Eva and Maurice would have never been on the road together. Eva came in right around the time that Maurice left. There wasn't too much of a
time. Oh, so this is a perfect time, though, for them to get to know each other.
Yeah. And Maurice talks about how she and the Miz have been together for 9 years.
That's a long time.
I didn't realize it had been that long.
I didn't realize that either.
I wonder if they probably hid it for a while.
Oh,
I'll have to ask her about that at some point. But she flips houses. I remember at that same red carpet I was just talking about, I asked her, well, you know, you had the jewelry line. The first time I talked around the red carpet, she was doing a jewelry line. And then this next time I was like, what are you up to now? And she said, oh, I'm not doing that anymore. I'm a realtor now.
Okay.
And I was like, you're a what? But your necklaces were so cool. So I was confused by that. But so apparently she is a realtor. They've done this house flipping thing a time or two before. And my thought hearing all this was that they're incredibly busy. They're not doing this work themselves, and any kind of construction project takes a lot of attention. So how do they have the time to flip a house?
Well, she said she has a team later on when they go to, like, the house that they're going to flip. She's like, oh, I have an architect and a construction. Like, basically, she pays the money. She shows up. She's like, I want this kind of couch and that kind of color and this kind of floral rug.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think, honey? And Miz is probably like, sure, sounds great.
Whatever you want, girl.
Whatever you want. Whatever keeps you happy.
Casey in the chat, I don't remember seeing you before, Casey. Hello, welcome. Says, Maurice kind of reminded me of Eva from how she was in season 1. Yeah, and Maurice is coming back and making a splash in sort of the same way that Eva did. So I think those two understand each other.
Yeah.
Oh, Jay Ruiz, Jessica Ruiz said they got together when Maurice came on in the Diva Search. So that would have been right at the beginning, right, of her career? Jimbo?
Yeah. I'm trying to think which season of the Diva Search she was in.
Diva Search, is that like a separate show?
No, it was like a contest that they did when they were like looking for the next.
I feel like I remember
that. How the Bellas were discovered.
Kind of like kickstarted the like hiring
Christy Hemme.
Hiring women that were like models or did other things, pageant girls.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
A host here, Erica Davis, she was actually recruited to do that because she was a pageant girl.
Oh, really?
And she says it's like one of the worst regrets she ever has is
she didn't pursue
not doing
no because she got flown out to OVW and did like a week of training with the Bellas and with Eve not Eva but Eve Torres, and just was like, I'm a pageant girl, this isn't for me, and turned it down.
Blew it.
Yeah, because I didn't even know, but she knows I'm a huge wrestling fan, and I was engineering one of her other shows, and she brought it up, and I was just like jaw dropped, like you guys. She's like, what?
Okay, we have like hundreds of hosts here. That's why Jen and I have no clue who you're talking about.
Yeah.
But she does, I feel like we're going to get to know this girl.
And I'll let you know. Yeah.
We got to have her on the show, and we're going to talk about this.
Yeah.
That is awesome. I feel like this is a good time to drop a bomb about another new AfterBuzz host. I don't know if she's new. But so I'm sitting today at the table where we watch our shows, and I kind of recognize this guy, and I start talking to him a little bit because Total Divas is on the show, the TV he's watching, and I went over to turn it off because it wasn't time for us to watch Total Divas yet, and I didn't want to be spoiled, and I was like, oh, you know, you probably don't even know what this is, and he was like, oh, yeah, I do. I was in one of the girls' music video, and I'm like,
Girl bye.
Girl bye. It is the boy bye from Ariane's girl bye video.
I love it.
Yes. So I chatted with him a little bit, and we're definitely going to have him on maybe next week or the week after, and we can hear all about his experience being on set with her. And he's got a really cool accent, and he's, you know, easy on the eyes. So we'll let you guys know when Ariane's co-star
will be dropping by. Let me know if I can fill in.
Oh, girl, I feel like you'll be around.
Yes, probably.
And Trinity is reading her lines with John. And this is sort of the first indication that maybe he's not taking this as seriously as she is. And she's like, hey, aren't you going to come visit me on the set? It seems like maybe planting a little seed for a cute scene later with a catastrophe. Yes.
Of course.
Setting up a catastrophe.
I think, though, if it's real, not fully, like, set up, I think, you know, this is an exciting thing for Trinity.
Absolutely.
So, you know, obviously her other half is excited for her and just wants to be playful about it, but she's freaking out because it's her first big role and she wants to make it perfect. So I think that there's just a lot of passion going on.
Okay. That's a good way to put it.
So if it's real, they would have vetted her to know she could ride before they casted her to ride a motorcycle. So she must have a stunt double that they already planned. Like, no, you're going to, like, they'll ride the bike up. We'll say cut. You'll get on the bike and open your helmet and show that it's you. Mm-hmm. Because I had a friend that auditioned for Sons of Anarchy to be, like, the prospect.
Oh.
And he was in the audition and they're like, can you ride a motorcycle? And he's like, yeah, kind of. And, like, because he didn't, like, sell it, like, of course I can, absolutely, they didn't hire him. But he was, like, later on, he's like, man, I should have told him, like I rode dirt bikes my whole life and I can ride. Because they don't want to, like, oh, yeah, I can ride. And then they get you on set and you stall the bike and you just ruined a day of shooting.
Oh, yeah, you're fired.
Because you don't know how to ride a motorcycle.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, I don't know about this.
Hmm.
I think that they definitely wanted her to play that role. But they weren't concerned about, like, oh, we don't know if she can ride. Because they're like, we'll get a stunt double to do that.
Right.
We need you to be the face of that character, is what they want.
To be Naomi in this movie.
I think she was just freaking out.
Yeah.
Like, oh, there's a bike? What? And then she just goes all out. Maybe that's for the show, but...
I'll save it for when we get to that part.
Okay. All right. Well, first, let's go to the dog shelter. A place no one should ever go. I know, and I can barely watch these scenes, but the fact that a dog was going to get adopted at the end of this, and we kind of saw that coming, right? This is what, I mean, how do you, the same thing would happen if I went, so I can't say anything. Yes. I can't say. The same exact thing would happen if I went to the dog shelter.
Eva was like, if you get the dog, I was not here with you. But if you don't get the dog, then I was here with you.
She don't want no more heat, that one.
Yeah, for sure.
And it's hot in L.A. where the Bellas are hanging out. Bree's ready to get into Bree mode. She's got her thong bikini on at the pool. She takes a lap. This is a Bree unlike one we've ever seen, I don't think.
I like this
Bree. Even when she's Bree mode, she's not like thong mode.
She wasn't even drunk, though, at all, I feel
not,
like.
No, in this scene. No. Not yet.
Well, right. And to walk around the pool, and she's just being her and owning it, and I like it.
The Bree-kini was on point.
Oh, I like Bree-kini. That. Yeah. The Bree-kini.
Goodness gracious sakes alive. I was just like, look at those tassels on the side, too.
Like, it was cow. So Bree. It was a Bree-kini. It was so Bree. Well, Luna's going to the red carpet, and she's going to drop a little bomb there on the red carpet. This is at the Bellamy opening. Eva Marie has the Bellamy hair extensions, and so that's why her face was on the bag later. They give you those bags when you go to the store, or so I see on Instagram. I haven't been there. And they take Luna along. I love how Eva was explaining to the press, like, oh, no, we just adopted her. And, like, I mean, this was cute.
It was cute, and someone was there real quick.
Yeah, on point. Whoever's on point is on point. The funniest thing was before they get to the red carpet, they're all at the house doing their makeup. And prior to this, when we see her house and she's like showing Eva around, she has this beautiful vanity mirror.
Mm-hmm.
Like a ridiculous vanity mirror. Like, oh, you want to do your makeup? Huge, lovely vanity mirror. Where are they doing their makeup? On the ping pong table in the living room.
I love that you picked up on that.
Yeah. That makes me feel better.
That's because, the straight male perspective on this show right here.
Love it.
Straight female perspective by Jimbo Slice. AJ in the chat points out that's a thong compared to what Terry Runnels wore. It absolutely is not.
I agree with
that
you,
was
though.
Dental floss yeah. with Terry Runnels.
Right? Wore. Joseph said, of course Luna had to go to the red carpet. Mike came home too damn early. Dang it, Miz. Dang it. Oh, AJ says she sacrificed her body for ratings. Who did? Oh, that Breeze thong moment was a ratings ploy.
That's a sacrifice to your body.
I mean, I think it probably, we'll see if it reflects in the ratings, but I could certainly think that would bring a lot of eyeballs.
I could see that for like an Instagram pic or something.
I
like,
guess so.
Oh, I haven't had much traffic on my Instagram. Well, watch this. I just broke the internet.
Broke the internet indeed. Where are we going to
tattoos?
Here? Well, yeah. That's what I was just going to say. Brie also wants to get a tattoo.
I like it. Get and all here's the tattoos. To MILFs.
Yeah. Toast to MILFs.
Yeah. Now MILF, let's go get some tattoos.
MILF toast.
Yes.
MILF toast.
I love it. Well, I mean, we ended up in a very interesting conversation about tattoos last night on our SmackDown show.
Oh, yeah?
I don't know. We need to get into all that again, but Brie never said what tattoo she wanted.
I think she said later at dinner, Renee said a crescent moon.
Oh, okay.
Like her and Renee
that.
Probably want like matching crescent moons or something.
That's so Brie and Renee.
Oh, to be like 18 and pick your first tattoo.
Right? So if Megan Stecker was here, she'd be like, that's so Brie. That's so crunchy granola, Brie. Which would be exactly right. Oh, it's too funny. Well, Luna's back for the red carpet and she meets her to-be possibly daddy. But he's not really the problem. He did look legit mad. But is Mocha... Mocha's the bigger... Yeah, Mocha...
Mocha's the big
was
dog.
Was, like, running around in circles. I felt bad. I felt bad for Mocha. Because I can only imagine that... I mean, you can't... Mocha doesn't understand that, like, this dog needed a home. Like, she just thinks, who's this intruder in my house?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Gets jealous.
Yeah. Ah, jealous. Mm.
Jealousy is a theme.
Is she not the only jealous sister? Ooh. Let's talk about this photo shoot that the ladies have on the beach in LA. It's Paige, Brie, and Nikki, Lana, and Renee, and Susan McKeegan is there, I believe. She's Duff McKeegan's wife from Guns N' Roses Duff McKeegan.
Yes, he's from
Guns N' Roses. Right? Yeah. So she's his wife.
She was a supermodel, it said.
Yeah. I was going to say, she's... However old you thought she was tonight, you're not correct. I don't want to know how to say that politely because she looks freaking phenomenal. But she does have two teenage daughters as well, and she has this swimwear line, and she's the perfect person, I think, to kind of give Brie this whole, girl, your life's not over when you become a mom, pep talk.
Yeah.
Which... I don't have any children. I don't intend to be a mom. I think, right? I mean, I think your life is over when you have kids. That's why I don't intend to have them. But what the hell do I know? I mean, what do you guys want to weigh in on this?
About what part of it?
Yeah. About
your kids. Yeah. Where are we going
if you
with
were
this?
A mom? If you messed up on that app, girl.
It hasn't messed up yet. No. I think that... it depends on who you are and your lifestyle and the lifestyle that you intend to have. Because I don't think it'll mess up your life if that's the life that you want. And, mm-hmm. and you want to raise, you know, a human. I would rather raise an animal.
Like, amen. Like seven of them.
Yeah. Yeah. That's just me. And I feel like that's you too.
Absolutely.
But I just got married, so I plan on having kids. There you not go. Anytime soon. And I have... triplets for nieces yeah. and nephews
wow.
and
triplets.
My other buddy just had a baby, so I'm happy to be an uncle for a while before I have my own.
But multiples run in your family then?
Not no? without the help of okay. science.
Okay. I was gonna say that's scary too. Yeah. It's like you get pregnant and then you have four.
Yeah. No.
Well, Nikki's problem with all this is sort of that, like, you know, you don't need to go crazy now. And Jen, you were catching on to something that you thought maybe Nikki was feeling in this scene.
Yeah, I felt like Nikki was a little jealous. Just because gee, huh? not only does Brie have a better body and they talk about it all the time, like, but she's finally, like, owning it. And I feel like Nikki always has to do the opposite of what Brie does. Like, mm-hmm. if she was... I don't know, like, oh, you know, maybe I'll just do a cutesy little shoot. Nikki would be like, no, take off all your clothes and do Playboy. And it's always, like, the opposite of whatever she wants.
You only live once, Brie.
Yeah, like, where's that, Nikki?
Yeah.
But I think also the whole baby thing is bringing up a lot with her. Mm. And she realizes that this is getting real.
Yeah.
And this is the time that she'll have a baby. And Nikki won't.
And Nikki's life is going to change, too, when Brie has a baby.
Oh, yeah, whether she likes it or not. Mm-hmm. So,
and I think part of maybe what Nikki was going through in this scene, too, was just like, okay, if Brie's being sexy, then what the heck am I supposed to do?
Oh, yes! Wow. Yes! Yes! That too.
That's Nikki's identity. Hit the nail on the head, right? Like, in that face she made where you're like, oh, that looks like a jealous face.
I paused.
In my head, I was like, well, I edit a lot of stuff, so I could easily see how that was just like B-roll that they're like, oh, this will fit perfect right here. But yeah, that's such a great point of like, well, wait, then what am I here for?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you're the pretty one, what am I here for?
Well, she's had like that tight body, and then Nikki was the curvier one. Right. So they always talk about that. I don't know. So it could probably be a big factor now.
Well, we do see how it ends up. Angie Harris in the chat chimes in. She said, I'm a mommy of five, and my life did not end when I had my little ones.
See? There you go.
AJ said, Nikki and Brie arguing over pointless stuff. Yay. The chat role has been pretty critical of Brie this season. And someone just pointed out, you know, it's just because we're seeing Brie a lot and that she's going through a lot. And Naomi's going through a lot, too. She's got to learn how to ride this bike.
Oh,
John pulls a pretty sweet move and gets her this little moped, but it doesn't quite come across the way that he, I think, intended. But his intentions were good, right?
Okay.
Yes.
How she was like, you're not supportive in this situation and you're treating this like a joke. I think that's his way of making things light for her so she doesn't get overwhelmed and stressed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So he thought, like, when he's like, I got a surprise for you, come here. And it's like the little bike, I laugh. But when he put the helmet on his head and it like barely just sat on his head, I was hysterical. I was like, oh man, like this is like the comedy relief you need when you're just like so upset and stressed about stuff that you have that friend that's just like, come on, come on. And then you just can't help but laugh. Like, I think that's what he was going for. To relieve her stress, he tries to make things fun. And at times she might think he's not taking it seriously, but that's his way of making her not take it so seriously.
Mm-hmm. Aw, that's sweet. I like that. Well, what's your take on this this next situation? Maurice and the Miz go all the way to San Fernando Valley.
I was like looking, I'm like, do I know where that is? Because I live around
there. Yeah.
Yeah.
To a house that, I mean, it's busted, but it's not
terrible.
It's got two
shopping carts in front.
Yeah, dude. Hey. And a pool. Two carts
and
a pool.
Pool's nice.
Yeah. But Miz isn't quite sold on this. However, the house itself is already sold to one Maurice Mizanian.
Wow.
His facial expressions gave it away, like, that this is not fake. They were pretty real.
That this is not a storyline, yeah.
Nope.
And the funniest was watching, like, the cameraman try and, like, get her reaction and then cut for his reaction. Because there's only, like, one cameraman with them. So he's like, oh, shit. Oh, shit. Like, can you guys get together so I can get a two-shot? Like, that cracked me up.
Yeah.
Well, what else made it legit is that when she talked about the team, they didn't have video footage. Like, it wasn't a flashback. So it made me think that if that was a whole setup, they would have been along with her. Oh, we're going to take you and your team. And, hey, if you would buy this house and surprise your husband, that would be a great storyline. Like, the fact that they didn't have that footage makes me think that this was legit. Like, she went and did this sometime when the cameras weren't rolling.
She came to them with that idea. If they were like, okay, so we don't know what to do with you two. We want to get you involved, but we don't know. And she was like, well, I just bought this house, and he's going to be pissed when he finds out. Yes. And they were like, we love it.
Dang.
Let's go.
Yes.
Well, I thought they could have shot, if they would have taken all their dogs there, they could have shot one of those PSA commercials where it's like, don't you want to send money to help the dog? Because the house is already all wrecked.
Oh, my God.
You know, like,
the poor dog.
Sarah McLachlan starts singing.
You know, like, it would have been perfect.
No.
Set design's already done for you.
Yeah, dude. Well, Maurice kind of does whatever she wants, regardless of what the Miz is going to think. But Brie is still talking about this tattoo, and Nikki's going, well, what would Brian say? And, I mean, I got to say, Nikki was flip-flopping a little bit here. Because she's usually telling Brie, who cares what Brian thinks? Be your own person. Do your own thing.
See, always the opposite.
True, exactly. The opposite. So maybe that is right on point.
Yeah, I don't know. Nikki would probably be encouraging it if Brie was like, I want to do something, but I don't want to get a tattoo. And Nikki would be like, yeah, get a tattoo. So it's like, I don't know. And I hate the whole how they treat their guys thing, like mm-hmm. this whole male balance.
That he has to approve?
Yeah, it's weird to me. The whole thing. So that's just my opinion.
My issue with this was, remember an earlier season when Paige wanted to get that huge chess piece?
Oh.
And they were like, WWE is not going to sign off on that. So tattoos have to be signed off by WWE.
Mm-hmm.
So like, if they were just going to go do this, someone in the office already knows.
Oh.
And if they didn't know in the office, then it's probably best that Nikki's like, Brie, don't do this.
I mean, Brie is retired at this point, remember. She's freshly, quote-unquote, retired.
Yeah.
Yeah, and but they don't want anything that is going to hurt their image or her image. Like, they don't know that she's going to get a cute little crescent moon tattoo. Like,
right.
She could go get, like, yes, 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 tattooed on her face. And then they're like, well, your branding is done.
And you're done. Let's go back to Miz and Maryse for a second. They're at dinner. He's about to leave to go shoot a movie. We gotta wrap this up pretty quick here. But she reveals that at the age of 15, her father died of a heart attack when he was on a hike. He went missing. They didn't know where he was. But she says, you know, maybe that's why I'm used to having to just make these snap decisions. And it really made a lot of sense. And she ended up apologizing to the Miz. And this was a really good kind of wrap up to their first fight storyline.
Hmm.
Yeah, I love him. Mm-hmm. I feel like he is, I don't know, just they'll have a long relationship.
I think so.
Yeah, it's one of those types of things.
And you never know how the hubbies are going to be portrayed mm-hmm. on this show. And I think we're getting the idea that they are going to let us see a real Miz.
The funny thing is, like, you're getting to see the Miz in real life, and he's such a good guy. And you see John Cena, like, on Total Bellas, and you're like, this guy's such a heel.
Yeah,
you
dude.
Know? So it's, like, That's the true. Crazy role reversal. Mm. And I also wonder about the tattoo, if Nikki was getting so crazy, because if she came home with the tattoo, John would not be happy.
Oh, for yeah, sure.
There you go.
For sure.
He would probably kick her out and take her shoes or something.
You're not allowed to wear shoes in the house.
Yeah.
Well, Maryse also decides, in kind of helping her situation with the Miz, that she would give Luna to her sister and her nephew, which is really, really sweet. We gotta go. John brings Trinity flowers and a card and tells her he's going to miss her, or that he's going to come visit her. And her response was, I could give you a baby right now.
I love
and
it.
And when he registered that, he was like, wait a minute, what?
Yeah. And that's something we haven't visited with them, obviously, because they haven't been on the show. Remember when she got the birth control thing implanted in her arm? He had a problem with that because he wanted to start having kids soon. So I just hope that that's something that we pursue with them. And if you guys don't have anything to add...
I really like how they all interact, like John and the Miz, like how the Miz was talking to the little boy, the nephew.
Yeah,
I didn't get the name, but yeah, it was just cute, all around cute.
Mm-hmm. And just what we don't get to see from them usually. Yeah. Well, let's move on to our news and gossip.
AfterBuzz.
And while we're at it, let's wish Trinity a happy 29th birthday.
Happy birthday, Trin.
Yeah, we love that. I hope she got to celebrate somehow. And man, that just makes me go, she's accomplished so much.
29.
Already. My gosh. My gosh. So congratulations to her. But I know you guys are all dying to hear Dana Brooke's reaction to the storyline we didn't get much follow-up on tonight, or any really, of Lana feeling that Dana Brooke stole her move during a match. This was an off-the-ropes cartwheel splash.
No hands cartwheel splash.
Yes. Well, Dana responded to some fans on Twitter, and she said, maybe watch my entrance and see my flip in that, and watch NXT and learn the product. I've been doing it for years.
Ooh.
They did play me dirty here. She
wow.
added. Yeah.
This is something I totally said last week on our after show.
It is.
When it got brought up. Because obviously, yeah, you see her entrance and she does that all the time. Mm-hmm. And you could see she does it
effortlessly.
Thank you, Jen.
What you mean?
I can't even say the word.
We ain't got time for big words anyway.
Yeah. The Bella Twins, it was easy.
Right? The Bella Twins YouTube channel has already hit over 100,000 subscribers.
Wow.
And both twins posted their own really cute thank you videos. Brie reveals her baby belly and her belly button. And Nikki's is kind of fun and sexy with Fandango and Dolph Ziggler. So make sure you check those out. And I want to thank Jessica Ruiz at Jessica_Ruiz_1, who tipped me off to this story when it first broke. Tyson Kidd Natalia's husband, who has been a mainstay on every previous season of this show. We have not seen him yet, and reportedly you are not going to. Tyson tweeted after last week's episode and said he was removed from the show by WWE and said, they don't want my story told. Now, he's referring to the injury he suffered about a year and a half ago in a match with Samoa Joe, and we did see that on Total Divas. Remember, Natty freaked out, and there's a lot of conflicting stories about what went down when he got injured. So apparently he says WWE wants to keep that under wraps. Their response was to say, hey, we just wanted to focus on the new cast members and their significant others who are on the roster. Which I thought was a little sassy for his situation.
That's kind of a little
big. Yeah.
Hey, man, if you weren't injured at home, we'd put you on TV.
Yeah.
I don't know. And his relationship with Natty, though, made him look a little...
Oh, don't spit on the mic.
I'll call it as I see it. Sorry, Christy.
Jen has just broke Christy.
I'm so sorry. You know what I'm saying?
Just a fearless coughing fit. No big deal. All right.
Anyway,
at Nicole GMP has some great, she tweeted me some interviews where Maria Kanellis talks about being the fourth girl and the whole thing that we've been trying to break down. And our hunky video star. Oh, one more thing. I just want to shout out to Tiki Tack Fowles, who was watching our X-Pac 12360 show live and was concerned that I was going to miss Total Divas.
Aww.
Yeah, so thank you. I was okay. We watched it a little bit later. And now let's quickly roll into Total Throwback.
Breathe. Just breathe.
You're okay.
You're fine.
I'm going to try really hard to breathe. And I don't know if this is an easy one or not, so you guys got to tell me.
Okay.
Maurice embarked on a little business adventure tonight. If you guys remember back to Brie and Nikki's first business venture they wanted to do, this was season 4, episode 7, I believe. It was a fitness studio in Arizona. Do you remember who tried to get in on that business venture with them?
JJ.
All right, you know what? I'm always afraid to go too hardcore with these, but we are going hardcore next week. It's going to be a tough round of Total Throwback. I'm going to give you that one, Jen. And now I believe the two of you are tied, but I got to go back and double check that. You're neck and neck for sure.
All right.
So congratulations. Keep playing. And thank you all in the live chat for playing along with us. Let's see. Oh, no, they're concerned that I'm broken. I appreciate that, you guys.
I'm just that funny, you guys.
Shout out to Jen and shout out to Rigorous Car, who says, just, you know, shout out to me. And Jess WWE AJ is talking about how Charlotte also dated Del Rio. You're right, that went down.
Whoa.
Maybe something we'll hear about. We can do predictions because this clock is fast and we have 3 more minutes.
Yay!
And now, your AfterBuzz TV
predictions. You're making your own music video.
I know. We got cut off. Thanks for that, Jen. We got cut off at the end of this episode, so we didn't see the whole like preview for next week.
Mm-hmm.
But, and I don't even really remember what we did see. To be honest with you.
We could just make it up.
Well, what do you think's going down?
Maybe Trinity, more movie stuff, training on that.
Yeah.
Maybe bring up the whole bike thing and she'll actually learn. I don't know.
Yeah.
Baby stuff. Probably Brie would, more
finally
baby
being
stuff.
Pregnant.
Yeah.
What do you think, Jimbo?
I think we see Lana more in the next episode, and maybe
Please.
We get the whole move confrontation, possibly. Maybe like because she went and talked to Natty. Now maybe she catches Dana Brooke at NXT and is like, "Hey, can I talk to you?"
Right.
More ladies that we didn't see so much. Highlighted on this episode.
Okay, like
maybe
Eva?
More Eva, more Renee stuff, possibly.
Okay.
Definitely like on the set. Here's Miz on the set. Here's Trinity on the set. And then, John and Maurice just showed up and, you know.
Oh, imagine that.
She got another, where are they filming? In Canada or something? She got a moose. She adopted a moose.
Well, we shall see what goes down next week. And in the meantime, we always want you guys to reach out to us. I love when you guys send me news tidbits and your opinions. Please continue to do that. Where can they reach out to you guys?
Follow me on Twitter @JimmoInTheBooth.
You can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Jennifer Leone TV.
Oh, and the chat roll, Andrea saying we get the Paige ADR stuff next week. Ooh. We will love that. You guys can always hit me up at Chrissy Reports on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. And please also check out X-Pac12360 and making their way to the ring with Lillian Garcia right here at AfterBuzz TV. She had Tori Wilson on last week, and we'll be having Trish Stratus next week. You know, you don't want to miss those divas. And thank you so much for coming to hang out with us. We will see you again next week for more Total Divas After Show. So have a good one.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.